Beatrice is a Baptist minister. She leads Stapleton Baptist in Bristol, married to the wonderful Eric. She has an amazing family. And Beatrice is not just a friend, she's an absolute sister. When we were thinking about who we would like to invite to speak today, there was no choice. It had to be Beatrice, one of the most loving, generous, Christ-like people I've ever met in the whole of my life.
Really?
Yeah. Really? So, Father God, we just pray your blessing on Beatrice. And as she speaks now, we pray that you would just pour yourself into her life and all that she represents and cares for. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. All over the world, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Right here in Sheffield, the Spirit is moving. Right here in this church, as the prophet said it would be. Right here in Sheffield, there is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Hello, Bristolians. Yeah, we made it. Good morning. My name is Beatrice Anayo. Richard is my boss. And we bring greetings, all of us from Bristol, we bring greetings to you from Bristol. And indeed, Bristol is going to miss you and Nikki. Nikki, you always remain my mom. In the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the entrance of your word brings forth light. Therefore, Father, open our hearts again and our minds, O Lord. We shut all those things that want to bring distractions within our person. May we open our hearts unto you. That, Father, your children are hungry with itchy ears. They want to rub shoulders with you. Speak again unto our hearts and accord each one understanding the way you have built us up. So I ask again, O precious Father, use this vessel, Beatrice, O God, for your glory. Let thy name, O God, be glorified. And every utterance that comes out from my mouth, Father, back it with your spirit and bring life unto myself and unto my brothers and my sisters. So come, Holy Spirit, help us, help us. We cannot do it without you. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. It seems as if everybody read my script this morning, everybody that has been on this stage, just read everything that I have prepared to talk about. Yes, we are going to be looking at making disciples, and it's Matthew chapter 28, verse 19a. Go and make disciples of all nations. What does that even mean? We will find out what that means. I know as a church, you are already doing it, but there is more. There is more to be done. If you get all of Sheffield, there is Leeds. There is Manchester. Yes? We must take United Kingdom for Jesus. There is Bristol. The Great Commission deploys us to tell of Jesus Christ to every man. This could be done in different settings, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our universities, and in our colleges, and so on. In other words, wherever we find ourselves is a mission field for us to tell about Jesus to others. The Jesus story was passed down unto us from the disciples throughout the ages. Yes, it was passed down, so it must not stop with us. We have a duty to pass it on to others. My brothers and my sisters, the words of the Great Commission is centered on two active verbs, go and make. This commission intensified the going, which is a part of the nature of discipleship. And discipleship is about serving and fellowshipping. In discipleship, we live, we mingle, we dine, and occasionally we walk together with those we are discipling. As a church, this church, STC, we need to find more ways of serving and reaching out in the city with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hence my opening words, we should not stop. We need to do more. More effort is needed. Go and make simply means we must see to it as a duty to tell others about Jesus Christ. And in doing so, my brothers and my sisters, we must be willing to go beyond the borders of our circles. Because discipleship is not limited. It is meant to be expanded beyond boundaries. Up on the mountain top, down in the valley below, go and tell the love of Jesus. Go and tell it everywhere. Up on the mountain top, down in the valley below. Go and tell the love of Jesus. Go and tell it everywhere. If we can look back at the upper room, the disciples gathered as we are gathered today. The fellowship as we are doing right now. The Holy Spirit taught them as he is giving us understanding today. They did not stay in the confinement of the upper room, the church. They went out, telling others of the good news. It spread through them unto us today. We have heard the good news. We must take the gospel to others. The commission to go is for us to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. We mustn't keep it for ourselves. There are many reasons as to why some believers don't share the gospel with others. For example, some things that they must be pastors before they can spread the good news. My brothers and my sisters, we don't have to be Bible scholars to share the gospel. Some think they are not good enough, while others are fearful because they might lose their friends or they might be mocked. All these thoughts buzzing in our heads are from the devil. Because he is trying to discourage men by all means not to share the gospel with others. We have not been given the spirit of fear. Neither is there any condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. As Jesus Christ was rejected, brothers and sisters in the Lord, we also must face or be ready to face rejection. The commission is go and make. Jesus Christ already knows some people will reject us and they will reject his word because he says, when I reject you, they have rejected me. But the greatest joy is that some will respond and accept to this glorious good news because you and I went out of our way to share the good news with them. Jesus even said that he is sending us like sheep amongst wolves. Matthew 10:16. That you will be faced with so many things, but he still says, go. We gather here every week to re-energize, to be strengthened, to be taught like Mary at the feet of Jesus Christ. But afterwards, we must go out and share what we have heard with others of Jesus Christ. That is, on the weekdays, we are to share what the teachings of the Lord that we've gathered with other people, like in the colleges, in our schools, in our university, and in our workplaces, and so on. My brothers and my sisters, we should find ways of reaching out to the untold, the lost, the homeless, the addict, the least of these ones, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, they need us to tell them. Let us just imagine right now and right here, how many of us are in this auditorium? If each one of us just tell one person in the city, before too long, we will reach out to everyone with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be amazing? We should not worry about the rejection. What we should be thinking about is that if I could tell 10 people about the Lord Jesus Christ, out of that 10, at least one or two will come to faith. Isn't that greater joy? The Bible says the heavens will rejoice when one sinner comes to faith. Before that one will come, do we know how many people have been telling that particular one to come? If you don't tell them, I don't tell them, they won't come. How will they know if we don't tell them? My brothers and my sisters, disciple making involves going, and the book of Acts shows us that the disciples of Jesus Christ, they did go to the ends of the earth. That is where we got the gospel today. Had it been they never came, you and I would have been lost. So we still have a duty to go to the uttermost parts of Sheffield to tell everyone about the good news of Jesus Christ. But I want us to notice that the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were ordinary men and women like you and like myself. They were not rabbis, neither were they Pharisees. But amongst them, we see tax collectors. We see the ordinary men, the fishermen. None of them was a rabbi or a Pharisee, but they took the gospel to us. What do you do for a living, my brothers and my sisters? You too are called to that great commission to go and make disciples. As long as we are disciples of Jesus Christ, we must keep on going and making disciples of all nations. We must not stop. We must go to the unreached people and tell them about the love of Jesus Christ. A good place to start with is begin with our own story of faith in Christ Jesus. For our testimonies is a part of a big story. Our story is fitting to the jigsaw puzzle because our stories share in our humanity. Jesus Christ, the greatest weakness, according to Isaiah, says, "You are my weaknesses." Isaiah 43:10. And who is a weakness? A weakness is someone who share and tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, do not estimate the power of your testimony, because our testimonies have a powerful effect to others. Because a personal testimony is about you telling the difference that Christ has made in your life, and therefore it grabs the attention of others, and it often speaks and touches their hearts. We must build bridges. We must build bridges with the non-church through friendships, closing any gap between them and us. Because Jesus Christ, our Master, he wishes that all men be saved. Jesus himself showed us how he became friends with those that the world at his time called the marginalized of the society. You can see this in Luke chapter 19 and verse 1 to 10, John 4, 1 to 42, and John 12, 1 to 8. In befriending brothers and sisters, people just want to see how genuine we are, being truthful to ourselves. We don't judge them. The Bible says, judge not unless you be judged. We don't condemn them either, because Jesus paid the price for all of them. All he seeks from you and I is that we reach out to them with love, the same love, compassionate love that we ourselves have received from Jesus Christ. That is what we need to take with us to them. My brothers and my sisters, to fulfill this commandment of going and making, we must know that there is risk taking. And risk taking and friendship is a deal, a package deal in disciple making. Why do I say risk taking? You meet someone for the first time. You've not known that person from Adam. That is risk, because you don't know who that person is. But the joy is that once you see that person in the image and in the likeness of God, because we are all made in the image and likeness of God, a great example is to see on our foreheads, from our foreheads to our mouth, it portrays Jesus on the cross. From here, here, all the way to your nose, that's Jesus on the cross. So when you see that one inside your heart, you just pray and say, Lord, I want to talk to you, this is my brother or my sister, about your word. And when you listen to the Holy Spirit, too often, he guides us to the people of peace because he has already prepared the ground. That is why we are partnering with Jesus Christ. So there is risk-taking and friendship as a package deal. We must be willing to accept both friendship and risk-taking. We cannot have one without the other. You cannot have friendship without finding that risk of going to make that friend. You must take that risk to step out to make a friend or to build a friend. The act of going and making is an outward looking. Meaning, as we build bridges, we tell our stories, we also ought to build others up. We don't put people down. We build people up. Because we are all on a journey. None of us are attained. We are all on a journey. We ought to always build people up, and to build a disciple, we ourselves have to examine and live a life that mirror that of Coach Jesus Christ. Our lives must mirror the one we are following. And if you look at the mirror, you step out, the next minute you've forgotten what you look like. Am I alone on that one? So we must always mirror Master Jesus, because we are made in his image and in his likeness. Bonhoeffer, the theologian, said, Christianity without discipleship is always Christianity without Christ. Isn't that so true? We cannot say we are disciples of Jesus Christ if we don't live life according to Jesus' teaching. Neither can we disciple others outside the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who gives us the grace to share the good news to others, as well as the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts men of sin. You and I cannot do it. We must partner with the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My friends in the Lord, beloved siblings of Jesus Christ, since we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:20, Let us step out of the upper room, the church. We are here now, the upper room. We need to step out of the upper room. We only come to the upper room to be fed, to be taught, to be nurtured, to be strengthened, to be equipped, and we go and make it to everyone. We must be willing to step out of our comfort zones and go and befriend the outcast of the society. They are abandoned, they are downtrodden. But as we do so, we must be ready that we might be faced with oppositions from the demonic or the human entities. But the good news is that we should be assured that we are not alone. For Christ himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will accompany us as we step out. So therefore, brothers and sisters, we not need to be afraid. Let us take hold of this city of Sheffield, bringing brothers and sisters into salvation as we go and make disciples of all nations. Up on the mountain top, down in the valley below, go and tell the love of Jesus. Go and tell it everywhere. You must not be limited to the British people. You come from UK and I come from Africa. In the name of Jesus, we are one. We are one. We are one. In the name of Jesus, we are one. You come from Europe. I come from Africa. In the name of Jesus, we are one. In Christ, we remain one. Amen.